1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. An 18-year-old Fruita man is under arrest in a fatal shooting on Teller Avenue early Saturday morning. Israel Mestis Reza facing murder charges in the killing of 22-year-old Jared Martinez. Mestis Reza was arrested Monday on an unrelated juvenile parole violation. Grand Junction police investigators later were able to tie him to the weekend shooting. Martinez died at the scene. Three others were taken to the hospital with injuries. Two teenagers arrested in a Tuesday night shooting in Grand Junction. Three people involved. Two were injured. Police say all three fired weapons. They're still looking for a third suspect and a weapon believed discarded between the 1800 block of Main Street and St. Mary's Hospital. Sounds like something Batman might have used to disable an aggressive suspect. It's called a Ebola wrap. Glenwood Springs police are now using it as a less than lethal de-escalation device. The Post-Independent says Ebola wrap is a Kevlar tether cord that wraps around a person with small metal attachments that stick to the person's clothes. It's deployed from a handheld device carried by officers. Flu season in Colorado this year, pretty much a no-show. A total of 23 cases of influenza have been reported so far this season, compared with more than 2,400 by this time last year. Colorado state health officials call it unprecedented. Medical experts tell the Denver Post COVID-19 measures, including mask wearing, physical distancing, and hand washing, are playing a big part in keeping the number of flu cases down. The number of positive cases of COVID-19 in Mesa County has been dropping, and so has the number of tests. From an average over 1,000 tests per day in the first 3 weeks of January to an average 660 tests a day last week. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.